Here is news of two historic assembly elections. The first transgender lesbian pastors among eight bishops elected at the 2021 assemblies. Two synod assemblies made history this spring when they elected the first transgender and first openly lesbian pastors to serve as bishops in the ELCA. The elections came as assemblies met online in May and June. When the Sierra Pacific Synod elected Megan Rohrer as the first transgender bishop, the first thing they preferred noun was shock. I would never have expected it, the bishop-elect said. I feel very humbled, and it was exciting and surprising at the same time. Rohrer was struck that the election came amid a global pandemic and a time of uncertainty. Instead of acting out of fear, she said, the Sierra Pacific Synod acted out of hope and compassion and love. The way that we respond to this pandemic, it may be more like Martin Luther responding to the Black Plague to live boldly and forgive more boldly still, rather than being afraid to be in a community with each other. The bishop-elect expects that principle will guide them as they approach the new call, especially in times like this when we're in the midst of so much change and fear about the pandemic. To be able to live in hope and to grasp onto grace now is extremely important. Of her election as Bishop of the Southwest California Synod, Brenda Boss said, I don't know that I spent a whole long time thinking about being the first openly lesbian bishop, but it matters so much to the community that I joyfully carry that banner or that standard. I'm just being me. It really matters to those in my community and those who went before and those who are coming after. Boss was grateful for her election because I felt that I had been able to be very authentic to who I think God has called me to be and what I imagine the future of our synod is. That those messages could be sent to the synod and then get an affirmation was really a joyful thing. As she helps the synod work on race relations and financial health, Boss will continue to connect people to God and show them that God was this close and this in love with them. I think that the role of the church is constantly removing any barrier that sin or our own self-doubt or society has put on us, to take those away and to give us a straight shot to God. In all, seven new bishops were elected and one bishop re-elected at synod assemblies. Another elected was Kevin Jones as bishop of the Northeast Iowa Synod on the fifth ballot. Also elected, Felix Malpica as Bishop of the La Crosse Area Synod, and also Lee Miller as Bishop of the Upstate New York Synod, D. H. Peterson as Bishop of Southwestern Minnesota Synod, Paula Schmidt as Bishop of the Allegheny Synod. Also re-elected was Timothy Smith as Bishop of North Carolina Synod.